This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, as well as on our sister Salem Media Group stations and on leading independent stations all across the United States. We are a nationally syndicated show heard here on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, which helps us to be heard around the world, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the security workers, also the construction workers, and those convenience store workers, too. Thank you for what you do. Do not forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It is time to talk about the U.S. and South Korea and our diplomats that had a little discussion last week. And now we're finding out that they're not going to go where we thought they might go to begin with. They're going to have at sometime in February a get-together between Kim Jong-un and our President Trump near or somewhere in Vietnam. But I don't know where that's going to be yet. Do you?
Da Nang.
Okay. Well, that's a great place to go to. I remember it years ago, and it wasn't such a pretty place, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's where we're going to go. But what we're trying to do now is get the opportunity to do inspections in North Korea. And North Korea will not agree to that yet, or maybe ever, or at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we shall see. We had one of the top North Koreans here in Washington, D.C. last week. The second talks or the second summit were decided apparently in Sweden when North Korea sent an envoy there. So then, you know, this official came to the United States to...
Uh-oh. She went kaboom. I know she'll be calling me right back, even though she's talking, but just lost Denise Simon, and she'll call me right back. Again, I didn't touch the phone at all. She just disappeared on her own, just having a nice little conversation. But anyway, I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she... She's off at La La Land, still talking away. Okay, let me go back over here. I just watched you go blip on the screen and you were gone, but back to what you were saying.
I said they officially made that, confirmed that in Sweden, and then one of the North Korean officials was here in the United States to begin the, I don't know, the logistics of it all to happen in Da Nang towards the end of February.
Okay, and... The other thing is Senator Lankford, I believe he's from Oklahoma.
Yes.
He is concerned about legalizing 12 million Dreamers. And I don't think they're legalizing them as much as they're getting them at the end of the longest list. Is that what they're doing, or what exactly are we talking about?
We don't know that yet. I mean, we don't know the specifics of what You know, Trump's announcement was on Saturday. And it kind of here at this point doesn't make any difference, does it? Because Nancy's already said no.
Right, before he even gave his speech.
Yeah, she's already said no. So it comes down to what the, you know, the legislators would technically work out. But, I mean, they could be doing some of that in a legislative mode, but, you know, I doubt that Nancy would allow any of this to even come to the House floor to be, one, introduced, or much less go into committee.
Mm-hmm.
So she's already said no. So at this point, I would say that, you know, Trump, he went from taking a hard line to softening his stance completely on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, personally, I'm hoping it was a tactic. I'm not happy with what he offered particularly, but I hope it was a tactic to say, okay, look, I put this on the table and Nancy's already said no. So really where we are with a, you know, part of the government being shut down, is now Nancy owns. I've stepped to the plate. She doesn't want to, you know, go anywhere with it. So I would say that this puts the whole matter of where we are, the blame squarely in Nancy's lap at this point.
Yeah, well, they're dug in pretty hard, and the polls are showing pretty much an even Steven thing, except for the fact that more people now are starting to come over to the political persuasion that the Democrats are the ones being the obstructionists. The poll that I saw over the weekend from Rasmussen was 58% of the country believed that the Democrats were being the obstructionists, and they believed that the president was actually trying to compromise with them, but they just don't want to hear it.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Nancy gets on an airplane. I'm guessing she went to California for the weekend. I don't know.
We don't know, yeah.
Might
have gone back to the Caribbean.
No, but, you know, at this point, if she doesn't want to have any kind of talk, there was no talk scheduled over the weekend. There were no talks scheduled, apparently, even for this week.
Nope.
So
10 days, there ain't a word being mentioned about nothing. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. DeniseSimonFoundersCode.com. And, yeah, we got a lot more to talk about here because, you know, who is being the obstructionist here? And then, of course, Rudy Giuliani was on all the talking shows yesterday about this BuzzFeed nonsense. And there's all kinds of things about that. And I got a couple of audio clips, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne, and I believe he'll be back on this week. We'll let you know what day once I find out for sure. Also, don't forget to check out the USCCA. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo link that's right there. Register for your free Gun A Day giveaway and find out what a membership can do for you, because you get $474 worth of free stuff if you join right now. Now, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to play something here. I got a little short audio. Steny Hoyer was asked a question, and Jeffrey Lloyd was involved in it too. Laura Ingraham was talking about it. This came off Fox News. But here's a little discussion about Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez and her prominence.
This was
what they're doing is appealing to their base.
Well, the base, Jeff, that we pointed out last night, it's moving everybody to the left, pretty much. I mean, you have a few moderates, like Steny Hoyer, and a few others, but not many. I mean, they're all going to have to kiss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ring when they're running for president. In one way or another, they're going to kiss the ring. And she's only been in town for 7 days. That's pretty amazing.
But the open borders in the audience at the State of the Union.
I have a prediction. If Trump gives the State of the Union in front of members of Congress, let's say he goes over to the Senate to give it, will the Democrats go? And will they, if they go, will they turn their backs? That's my, Jeff, prediction, real quick.
Yeah, they will turn their backs. They will make a scene. They know the cameras are there. That's if they show up.
Now.
But yes, they will.
Yeah, Byron.
Yeah,
some will.
Yes. Absolutely.
Some will.
Yeah. Well, I think some will, but the party.
You don't want them to.
The party's not an open borders party yet.
So that's what they're talking about, but they're also talking about the anointed one, Ocasio-Cortez, and how she's playing a major role in everything that's going on right now. Do you believe that?
Well, I think the media is making her the darling here in the spotlight. But You know, we shall see. She's been assigned, too, to the Financial Services Committee under Maxine.
Yeah, what a joke. What a joke. Go ahead.
So all we need to do is just watch some of this and see some of her actions there, see where all that necessarily leads. And then we'll completely know everything we need to know about the Democrat Party, won't we?
Yeah. By the way, very quickly, Benjamin Netanyahu announced that they have resumed talks, or I'm not sure you'd call it political affiliation, but they're close to it anyway, with Chad, with the country of Chad, which had been a problem for them for quite a while.
Well, good. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
In speaking of Netanyahu, There's kind of an interesting condition here. Trump spoke to Erdogan over the weekend about, you know, the United States leaving Syria and the whole matter of the Kurds in Manbij, and we're asking for some kind of a safe zone, so forth and so on. What's really lining up here is that it appears that Erdogan wants to take full control over really the conflict, especially in that part of Syria. And Israel conducted a couple more airstrikes there over the weekend.
Yep, just dropped right in.
So here's what it's going to happen here, is that if Trump capitulates, you're going to end up with the battlefield in Syria with Turkey on one side and Israel on the other. I would just remind you that Erdogan has zero use for Israel, least of which, if you remember the whole flotilla that happened several years ago, that has never been, I mean, those wounds have never been fully healed by a long stretch. So we also have not really heard Erdogan talk at all about the fact that Assad's got to go. In the meantime, who continues to die? The Syrians. The other piece is Afghanistan. And I would say, watch this one very carefully. Just to put out the question like this. What happens when the Taliban win, fully win. Consider. So.
Well, we go back to where we were at before when girls were in burqas, couldn't go to school. Remember, they outlawed them from going to school?
Well, we're there now.
Okay.
We're there now. I mean, you know, some of the NATO countries or allied countries have built schools and whatnot. What does the Taliban do? They go in there and blow it up. Do we just, you know, if we leave Afghanistan, do we just turn Afghanistan over to the Taliban, and then who gave, you know, a safe harbor to Al-Qaeda, as we keep hearing that Al-Qaeda is growing again?
We do.
Okay, so is history going to repeat itself? I mean,
history has a way of doing that, repeating itself.
So are we just in to not win wars anymore?
Boy, I sure hope not, because we have a chance to defeat, you know, not only Al-Qaeda, but ISIS and the whole bunch of them. Boko Haram, just pick somebody. We can just go in there and just wipe them out. And,
yeah, I mean, there's talk about the United States, you know, removing their footprint in Somalia.
Yep, that would be ridiculous. Again, you know, what are you going to get?
I'm not very happy about all this.
No, what are you going to get? You're going to get whatever you're going to get. But then again, so far it's just talk. It's not actions. And I keep hearing from some of the people that I know of in the military that, hey, it's not going to happen, because, thank goodness, there are some people. And let's go there for a second. The president got rid of two of his generals. So Mattis is gone, and I forgot his name now.
Kelly
is gone. And there's been some speculation over the fact that you've got Mick Mulvaney, a career politician, in charge in the White House as the chief of staff. What say you?
Well, I mean, look, Mulvaney is really about dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's acting. He's the acting chief of staff right now.
Right.
Until Trump comes out of something. An acting chief of staff really is just nothing more than the gatekeeper and trying to keep some kind of order. He's not there to make any kind of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Policy decisions, let's put it that way.
And there still are plenty of military people surrounding the administration. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting story for you, because I threw that out there and I saw you picked up and ran with it. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is from what state, I ask?
Kansas.
And Senator Pat Roberts is retiring, and there's a very strong rumor that that Mike Pompeo may be running for that Senate seat in 2020.
I'm not really happy about this one. I think there's probably somebody else that we could cultivate out of Kansas. It's not like we necessarily need the seat. I mean, we'd like to have the seat.
Former Governor Brownback, right?
But here's the deal. I mean, Pompeo was at CIA, what, a year? Maybe?
Yep.
And then he's at state for a year?
Yep.
And then we want to just, you know, what are we doing here? Don't these agencies need some kind of longevity?
You would think.
Of leadership? They didn't ask me.
Used to be 4 years. Somebody get appointed to a cabinet position, they'd be around for the one term for the president. And if they left, they'd leave after the first term, you know. Then somebody else would come in for the second term. That's what it used to be.
Well, we're clearly not in that condition today.
No, you are clearly, absolutely, totally correct. Well, what are you writing about today?
I might do something on the attack of religion in the United States, Christianity.
Well, you could throw Lady Gaga into that, because she slammed Pence in his Christianity.
Yeah, whatever.
I know, but she did. She actually threw Pence under the bus. Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
These are the shining examples of the modern-day millennials, right?
Well, it's not just that. You know, we got Kamala Harris and... Maisie Hirono's two senators doing the same thing.
Yeah, and then that congresswoman out of Detroit, or I'm sorry, not Detroit, Dearborn. Jeez, there's another one. By the way, they've not chastised her for anything she said, have they?
No.
Not gonna either, I don't think.
I don't think so. No.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, find out about all the different things that she will write about. Sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what she knows when we know. How's that? Everybody will know at the same time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he He set the table for a deal.
Not long after the president had asked for border wall money again, congressional Democrats had made their own no-deal proposal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have three words to the president. Open the government. 800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. If I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
Schumer is now calling for legislation to provide financial protection for those unpaid federal workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news on this Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This part of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Post-9/11 vets, listen up, and civilians, too, because this will work for both of you. There's funds available for you to get your certification at National Aviation Academy, and here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, especially those of you in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, because I've got a great idea for you. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. That's a suburb of Boston, Mass. And by the way, they are increasing the size of the campus because they got more students that want to go there. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me right. For growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You'll get your FAA certification, your 2,600 hours underneath you of the training that you've had during those 14 months, and you'll be well on your way to a job starting out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 right here in the U.S. of A. Go overseas. Six-figure salaries are quite common. Work for a government contractor, you will get a six-figure salary. And by the way, the first $50,000 you make is tax-free. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call. Schedule a tour at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, they have funding right now, post-9/11. GI Bill funding is there for sure for you guys and gals, as well as civilians, too, that haven't got military service. There is funding for qualified individuals. Obviously, you can't have rotten credit and expect to get funding to get a student loan to be able to go to school. It doesn't work that way. But for those of you that qualify, you'll have a tremendous career ahead of you. And that includes those of you coming out of high school, too, because I've talked to several high school men and women who have already talked to NAA, and they've let me know that they're going to be going there. One of them was a young man out of Cardinal Moody. And by the way, don't forget, you also get your tools as part of the tuition from Snap-on Tools. And everything that you need is right there. That's naa.edu or 800-659-2080. Now, in military and veterans news this week, Congressman Mike Thompson and Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduce the VFW-supported legislation to transfer ownership and maintenance of the Mare Island Naval Cemetery in Vallejo, California, to the VA. Now, this is the final resting place for more than 800 veterans, including three Medal of Honor recipients. It's fallen into disrepair after the Mare Island Navy shipyard was closed. And the VFW-supported legislation would ensure Mare Island Naval Cemetery is restored and maintained as a national shrine. Now, the Vietnam Million Veteran Program now tops 725,000 enrollees. The results of the most nationwide opinion surveys are based on just a few thousand respondents, but the VA's Million Veteran Program is different. And that's why they want to enroll 1 million veterans to help researchers understand what illnesses might be associated with where and when the veterans served. Now, this is a pretty simple thing, because the goal of the voluntary research program is to partner with VA-enrolled veterans to study how genes affect health by safely collecting and storing blood samples and health information. By the way, January is Mental Wellness Month. Now, occasional feelings of sadness are a part of normal life, but it's important to know when you help to seek if emotions continue for extended periods of time or whether or not they're associated with feelings of hopelessness and despair. The VA wants to find out because they want to provide screening, online screening, to help out those that need it. By the way, the VA has announced another community support and caregiver partnership. The VA announced a new partnership with Caring Bridge this week to better connect veterans and their caregivers with their local communities. Caring Bridge is a global nonprofit focused on social networking. It provides personal websites that are free and secure as a platform for veterans and their families to assist in communicating with others. Now, our MIA update this week consists of four veterans returning home with full military honors. Number one, we have Naval Reserve Lieutenant Richard C. Lannon, who was a bombardier navigator aboard an A-6A intruder assigned to Attack Squadron 3-5 USS Enterprise, shot down on a night mission March 1, 1968, over North Vietnam. His remains have been identified and are being returned for burial. Also, two Army Air Force's sergeants from World War II, Army Air Force Sergeant John Kalushich, who was a member of the 642nd Bomb Squadron, 409th Bombardment Group, 9th Bombardment Division, 9th Air Force. On March 21, 1945, he was aboard an A-26B when it was hit by anti-aircraft fire and went missing over Dülmen, Germany. Now, one of his fellow crew members, Army Air Force's Sergeant Vernon Hamilton, remember the same aircraft, who went down at the same time, his remains were also found. Both of them have been returned back home for internment. And from the USS Oklahoma, another sailor identified, Navy Fireman First Class Grant C. Cook. He was aboard the USS Oklahoma when it was sunk, Ford Island, Pearl Harbor, following the attack made by Japanese aircraft on December 7, 1941. So a welcome home and a hand salute to each one of them from a grateful nation. And something else to look at here, the Veterans Affairs and U.S. Postal Inspection Service is warning veterans of two kinds of scams, which are specifically targeting former service members. Now, we all know about fake charities posing as organizations that benefit the veteran population and companies claiming to offer pension buyouts. That's a big warning flag right there, claiming to offer pension buyouts. They're becoming more prevalent and dangerous to the veterans community. The U.S. Postal Service and AARP said that they're noticing more fake charities asking for donations for themselves. But the unfortunate thing is, instead of helping the veterans, well, they put the money in their own pockets. So federal security and IT practitioners are keeping a close eye out, and you should be too. If it's too good to be true, and you can't check them out and verify them on the Internet, which you can do, there's a way to verify them, I want you to Google Operation Protect Veterans. Operation Protect Veterans. Google it on the net. Find out what they're all about, and they will be able to help you. Make sure that you don't get scammed out of your VA disability or pension check, or even get your bank account cleaned out, which some of these people have been doing because they're shysters. Absolute, full-fledged shysters. Now, coming up, the beach and boating forecast here in just about 3-4 minutes, thereabouts. By the way, veterans unemployment is at an 18-year low right now. 3.2% for men who are veterans, 2.3% for women. And this is really the best unemployment news in 40 or 50 years. Cannot be disputed, cannot be debunked. But yet there are people out there that aren't hearing about it because they don't want you to know what we know. Jeez, here we go again, right? Here we go again. And, of course, on this program, we're going to try to let you know all the factual stuff that's going on out there, for sure, and not the second-guessing or wondering what's happening here, there, and everywhere, because it is what we do in the program. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with our beach and boating forecast. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends and your local agent at Geico Insurance, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. They even help with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. And I am covered. My automobile is covered, and my homeowners is covered by Geico. Now, Geico's been saving people for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, contact your local Geico office. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's Geico.com, Geico.com to find out more. And right now we've got the Watchdog on Wall Street with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I just had a question from a caller when I put you on hold there, and he wanted to know how much money China makes off the United States on tourism. I don't even want to venture a guess.
Oh, I don't know, but I would think that it kind of goes both ways. You know, there's a lot of tourism from China here in the United States.
They come to Disney World down here.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. And again, it's okay. I mean, I don't look at it as a bad thing. People want to go on vacation, see other places and cultures around the world. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Well, it is what it is, and that's all what it is, as they say in the world, right?
I'm curious, what was his reasoning?
I didn't have time because we were coming back with the music. I told him, I said, sorry, got to go. But he had a couple of points he wanted to make. That was one of them. He didn't want to say it on the air, but that's okay. All right, now I want to play the new voice of reason, talking about the new voice of reason within the Democratic Party. This is a little clip here, Laura Ingraham talking to Jeffrey Lord on Fox News.
This was
what they're doing is appealing to their base.
Well, the base, Jeff, that we pointed out last night, it's moving everybody to the left, pretty much. I mean, you have a few moderates left, Steny Hoyer, and a few others, but not many. I mean, they're all going to have to kiss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ring. When they're running for president, in one way or another, they're going to kiss the ring. And she's only been in town for 7 days. That's pretty amazing.
But the open borders in the audience at the State of the Union.
I have a prediction. If Trump gives the State of the Union in front of members of Congress, let's say he goes over to the Senate to give it, will the Democrats go? And will they, if they go, will they turn their backs? That's my, Jeff, prediction, real quick.
Yeah, they will turn their backs. They will make a scene. They know the cameras are there. That's
all
if they show up.
Now.
But yes, they will.
Yeah, Byron,
yeah,
some will.
Yes. Absolutely.
Some will. Yeah.
Well, I think some will, but the party's,
you don't want them to.
The party's not an open borders party yet.
So kiss the ring of Ocasio-Cortez? Do you think so?
I think that there's a decent amount that are like that. I don't think it's all. I think that maybe the media is overdoing it to some degree. You know, there's an old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and you know, that on that side, they're the squeakiest right now. They're the ones that are out there, you know, constantly on social media, constantly sending out tweets. And I talked about this here on the program. I end up being their downfall, because I think many of them haven't done anything. Most of them haven't done really much of anything in their entire lives, and they're built up by the media. And when you're built up by the media, well, you can be taken down by the media as well. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Now, you know who Senator John Kennedy is, right? Republican of Louisiana?
Yeah.
There's nothing phony about him, because let me do my best impression. Well, you know, Captain, I got this here problem, because their BuzzFeed outfit, they bruised the First Amendment. They really hurt the First Amendment bad. And that's what he sounded like yesterday when he said it. I mean, you got to love the guy. He's as genuine as there is.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, people want to continue to, you know, adhere and watch the fake news. How do you stop them? The reporter in the BuzzFeed article has been known to do this in the past.
Many times.
You get the other media outlets picking up on the story because they want to believe it.
Yep.
That's part of the narrative building that takes place.
Yep.
They don't, give, this guy, anything that he puts out there should be looked at, quite closely because of the things that he had done in his past.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And, of course, BuzzFeed got its name because what it was the buzz circulating around the Internet from, quote, sources say. And that's what they've done for years. And this guy's been caught several times putting out information that wasn't correct.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. And as you go to look at the various different instances where he was doing this. And again, I don't know how, guys like this, why people would actually even listen to them anymore.
Me neither.
These guys actually described, putting out stories as, like doing cocaine. He's an odd cat.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a story here from CNBC. You know who they are, right?
Yes.
They're saying that corporate America is getting wary about the economy, but they're not panicking yet. So what the heck is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just, again, it's a, let's, you know, we have to fill space, on our website, and this is where we're going to talk about this stuff. Panicking. I don't know what they would be panicking about. And let me tell you something, even when, corporations never panic anyway, they're able to deal with business cycles and, growth and slower growth. And then sometimes when you're going into negative growth, when that happens, but that's few and far between. That's pretty much a nothing burger as far as stories are concerned.
Now, who puts out the Consumer Sentiment Index? Where does that come from?
there as a consumer sentiment, and sometimes there's consumer confidence. There's one out of Michigan. Yeah, I'm not sure which one. There's various different surveys out there.
Well, this doesn't tell me which one, but it just says consumer sentiment index drops to lowest level since Trump's election.
Well, I think that, yeah, you're going to, with the litany of stories that we had, and are also taking a look at the performance of the market in December. People looking at things a little bit differently. And it's, listen, attitudes sometimes help, but, you know, in regards to keeping the economy going, I just don't think it's, quite honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And again, you start seeing the markets come back up. You get some positive news when it comes to trade with China. That may improve a little bit, but I think that also the shutdown, you get the news media constantly, you know, beating the drum that somehow this government shutdown is the end of the world. Well, you know, that weighs on people in their minds, too.
Now, many of the security and intel experts across the country are warning the U.S. They're telling us that we must brace for caravan after caravan after caravan.
Well, I mean, we see them coming. We're not doing a very good job. I mean, you saw last week people tunneling underneath the wall. And once these caravans come, these are people who are seeking asylum. They turn themselves in right away.
Yeah.
They do. So it's not like that they're running away from borders. They go right to the border security and say, you know, we're seeking asylum. And the way that the laws work, you know, they get put to a process center, then, you know, they can only stay there for so long, and then they'll, you know, they let them go. So yeah, we're dealing with an issue right now, and to be honest with you, it hasn't not being handled properly. I don't think we have enough people on the border right now to handle it. Obviously,
I don't either. We got many gaps. And by the way, you want to have a little bit of fun? Quanergy, Quanergy. Go look them up and see where they're playing in all this. The Democrats have grabbed onto them like flies in molasses, trying to push them with their technology. Of course, a lot of investments going on by people like, oh gosh, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. They're looking to make millions of dollars if the government latches onto the technology that they offer on the border.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not familiar with it.
Quanergy, Quanergy. You'll be surprised when you see it. Okay, one final thing. Mario Gabelli, who is he?
He's a money manager.
He says, and I quote, invest in Fox and baseball. Oh, I'm serious. That's what he says.
Fox and baseball?
Go all in on the new Fox sports and their new baseball that they got coming this year. Apparently they've got a big new deal they signed with Major League Baseball.
We'll see how that works out. You know, as people latch onto it, we'll find out. I'm not so sure.
All right, and what are you talking about today?
I haven't still figured out the direction we're going to head yet.
Well,
got a couple more hours. I may start out talking a little bit about refereeing in the NFL. And
oh God, yeah, but it was a bad day yesterday for both of those games.
I don't understand the whole replay and how it works. I mean, to me, if you're gonna actually have replay, shouldn't you just replay everything?
Yeah,
it's weird to me. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we're headed for the top of the hour news break. When we come back, hour number four. And I've got a surprise guest at quarter after, second segment in the next hour. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.